Now we're going to spend a little time exploring forgiveness, returning your body to the comfortable resting pose, hands on your knees or lap, whichever is more comfortable for you. The back gently straight, not stiff, but naturally straight. Arms and shoulders relaxed. A little tuck of the chin to make sure that neck is also nice and straight. You can drop your gaze in front of you or simply allow your eyes to gently close. Allow your awareness to settle on the physical sensations of the breath. This may be the movement of the stomach, of the chest, or the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your awareness to settle on those physical sensations of breathing for your free breaths now. Forgiveness is a deep and complex subject. Is it an outward gesture or an inner experience? Who benefits most from forgiveness? The person who's being forgiven or the person who is doing the forgiving? Is it always appropriate to forgive? Are there tools that can help us bring more forgiveness into the world? The 16 guidelines define forgiveness as the ability to let go of resentment and anger towards ourselves and others. Most of us share the experience that it's all too easy for human beings to hurt each other, either intentionally or unintentionally. Sometimes it happens in small ways, and sometimes the hurt and pain are profound and lead to long-term feelings of anger and resentment. If you'd like to explore how to let go of anger and resentment, here's a tool. Imagine you are sitting in warm sunlight on the banks of a running stream. Above you is a clear and luminous blue sky. Stretching out all around you is a meadow of fresh green grass and small brightly coloured flowers. The only sounds you can hear are the singing of birds and the noise of the stream. Allow your mind to settle and enjoy the sensation of sitting quietly, peacefully, in this beautiful landscape. After a while, you begin to look at the stream in more detail. The water is very clear, but its progress is hindered by clusters of rocks, both big and small. The stream has to constantly divert and adapt itself so that it can flow around or over the rocks. Imagine that each of these rocks represents an incident in your life that you have not been able to forgive or let go of. The small rocks might represent a hurtful word or the experience of being belittled or left out. These may be incidents that were never intended to cause pain, but which you still remember from time to time, and which have influenced your relationship with another person. The large rocks represent the deeper wounds that humans bear. such as being abandoned, ridiculed, or betrayed. Each of these rocks represents whatever hurt, grudges, and anger you carry within you. Can you imagine being able to let go and move on? Would you like to let go of them? When you feel ready, lean over, pick up one of the smallest rocks in the stream and place it in front of you on the grass. Don't pick up one of the large rocks, leave those for another time. Look at this small rock quietly for a moment. Is there some minor hurt that you have received from someone and are ready to forgive? If so, imagine that this rock represents that hurt. Think of the weight and heaviness of carrying this rock around with you and of how it affects the flowing water of your life. When you feel ready, bring into this peaceful landscape the person who was directly responsible for you experiencing this particular hurt. Allow them to stand quietly in front of you on the grass, in the meadow, under the sky. Reflect on how they may not want this rock in their life either. They also want happiness and peace, just as you do. Reflect on how painful it is for both of you to carry the burden of this old hurt. As much as you can, generate a warm feeling of kindness and caring towards them. Focus on the other person's wish to be happy. Experience all these positive thoughts as a glowing white light in your heart. You are now going to exhale white light from your heart and send it to the person in front of you. Imagine that as soon as they inhale, the white light transforms into whatever will bring them happiness and peace of mind. In return, imagine inhaling all their unhappy, confused, or negative thoughts in the form of a dark smoke. There is nothing to fear from this dark smoke. It has no power, and as soon as it enters your body and reaches the light in your heart, it dissolves instantly. Following the rhythm of your breath, gently start to inhale the dark smoke and enjoy the sensation of it disappearing to nothing in the warm glow of your loving heart. Exhale the glowing white light once again to the person in front of you. Inhale the dark smoke, watching it dissolve to nothing in the warm glow of your loving heart. Follow the natural rhythm of your breath. Exhale white light. Inhale dark smoke and watch the dark smoke dissolve to nothing in the warm glow of your loving heart. Exhale white light. Inhale dark smoke and watch the dark smoke dissolve to nothing in the warm glow of your loving heart. Do this naturally and easily for a while. Imagine that the needs and wishes of the person in front of you are completely satisfied, that their mind is filled with peace and happiness. Imagine they are bathed in light, that any difficulties between you have been completely eliminated. Let your mind rest in a feeling of joyfulness that you've been able to release both yourself and the other person from this painful situation. As the person disappears back to where they came from, send them a wish. May this heal whatever problems have existed between us. You may then notice that the rock that you have put on the grass has completely dissolved and disappeared. Or you may choose to put the rock back in the river and return to it another time. After a while, you find yourself alone again in the beautiful, peaceful landscape under a clear and luminous blue sky. Forgiveness can be a long and difficult process, but it starts with ourselves in the warm glow of our loving hearts. If this exercise has been useful for you, if you feel it has brought about any degree of openness and forgiveness, perhaps even a sense of release, then from time to time, you may choose to take your mind back to that peaceful, beautiful landscape and pick up another small stone out of the stream. In time, you may eventually feel ready to lift the larger stones out of the water and to transform and dissolve them in the warm light of your loving heart. May the practice of forgiveness enrich your life and the lives of those around you.